welcome to the RRJ podcast, the out loud version of the Ryerson Review of Journalism's online magazine. We're here talking with Jordana Rapich about her piece on recycling the new mandates Indigo is implementing on recycling magazines or recycled paper. So what exactly is the issue here?
Well, Indigo has released their suggestions for magazines to start using recycled paper. Some have already started, and it's been a goal for all magazines. So just magazines are trying really hard to use recycled paper because, A, that's what more consumers are wanting, and, B, it's healthy for the environment. So
now, this started in the United States with Barnes & Nobles. They had a mandate. How powerful is this suggestion that Indigo has?
Well, there's actually a little bit of confusion about it. Indigo is one of the largest companies to be selling books and magazines in the country. It's good that they're the ones implementing it because they're probably one of the only ones that can because they're so big. It's pretty powerful because it's coming from them, but also just because it's a goal in general for all magazines. It's just a goal for everybody. So everyone's working towards it. Some people think that the requirements or the suggestions are a little bit, the timeline's a little bit unreasonable, but still everyone is definitely working towards it.
How will consumers know if they're picking up a magazine that has recycled paper? Now, before we go on, is the goal to have 100% magazines printed on 100% recycled paper?
Yes. There's a difference between having 100% recycled paper and having 100% post-consumer recycled paper. But right now, Indigo's goals are for 5 years for magazines to have 50% post-consumer recycled paper.
Now, how will consumers know if the magazines are complying with that?
Well, this was a portion taken out of the story, actually. There are several programs that have been put in place, one being FSC, and that's probably the most common program right now. And there's a logo for these programs that are put in the magazine where the masthead is usually. So if consumers flip through magazines and see those logos, they know that magazines are using recycled paper. And also, a lot of magazines advertise the fact that they use recycled paper. And as said in the story, Cottage Life and probably other magazines are doing things that like promoting it in their subscription materials.
Have they noticed any increase in sales because of it?
They told me that they haven't, but some studies that have been done say that consumers are willing to pay more for magazines that use recycled paper. So I don't know, maybe we'll see something out of that.
Huh. Now, is it more costly for the magazines, though, to publish on the recycled paper?
There's been some discrepancies about this. Some people say yes, some people say no. So I don't know 100%, but it seems that they're trying to do things so that this type of paper isn't expensive.
Hmm. Well, thank you so much. It was a really good story. It had some good color in it. Thanks for talking with us. And thanks for listening to the RRJ podcast with musical help from Sam Hudson and produced so wonderfully by Angela Glover. Thank you.